So, tip 8, penalties. For now, I'm talking only about the old penalties. That is those penalties that existed for the pre-April 2009 period. Obviously, we have a new penalty regime from April 2009, and be warned, the old and the new will coexist side by side for 20 years due to the way HMRC's discovery powers works. That takes me through to retirement, thanks. So, this is really an overview of the old penalty rules. Firstly, for any penalty to arise on the settlement, we need two things to happen in the investigation. Firstly, we need a loss of tax, or more properly, extra tax being due as a result of the investigation. But, and in addition, that extra tax arising has to be due as a result of at least the negligent conduct of the client, and furthermore, the inspector has to demonstrate the client's negligence. So, please be aware, the onus of proof is on the inspector to establish that your client has been negligent. Now, that's sometimes very easy to show. For example, if sales have been purposefully understated, then that's an easy case to make. But in other cases, it's a lot harder to make. For example, if the final adjustment is a complicated technical matter, then is the client really negligent for not understanding the consequences of the filing position taken? So, at least review that negligence point. And remember, it's the inspector that must show negligence to be entitled to a penalty. So, assuming negligence exists, how do the penalties work? Remember, these are the pre-April 2009 old regime penalties. Well, the penalty is a maximum of 100% of the tax due. So, if the investigation shows extra tax due of £10,000, then the penalty can be up to a further £10,000 on top of that. However, the inspector is expected to discount back from 100% or the £10,000 by looking at disclosure, cooperation, and seriousness. So let's look at those. Disclosure is how open the client has been about any failings. If the client, or us on the client's behalf, disclosed early on that there were problems, and remember tip one, controlling the client, then we get a higher discount. If the client denied any problems throughout, despite evidence to the contrary, then the discount is much, much smaller. The maximum discount available for disclosure aspect is 20%. The next area the inspector looks at is cooperation. So, if there were no delays in providing information, documents, or explanation, then there's a bigger discount available. If problems arose, and a payment of tax in advance of conclusion, known as a payment on account, was made, then this is better still for getting a big discount for cooperation. On the flip side though, if there were delays, or perhaps the inspector had to use his formal production powers to get information, and remember what I said in tip 4, then the discount will be smaller and the penalty will be higher. The maximum discount is 40%, so there can be a lot at stake. One other thing I do want to mention on cooperation. Please also realise a genuine disagreement about a position or fighting your corner is not a lack of cooperation and shouldn't result in a higher penalty. That's in the HMRC manuals again. The final area to consider for penalties is seriousness, and like cooperation, there's a maximum 40% discount available. Unlike both disclosure and cooperation, this is one area the client cannot influence during the conduct of the investigation. The client can choose to make a disclosure or not, if one needs to be made, of course. And the client can choose to cooperate or not. So, for both, the behaviour of the client can affect the penalty amounts. Seriousness, however, relates to the size and scope of any problem areas, and there is little a client can do to change that. If you follow the tips here, then you should expect any penalties to include at or near the full 20% for disclosure and at or near the full 40% for cooperation. That would then leave only the final 40% for seriousness, and that would depend on just what has happened.